A top Russian Orthodox Church official is sacked, suggesting potential turbulence in the Kremlin's relations with religious authorities. Hello from our broadcast headquarters in Prague, and welcome to the Power Vertical Briefing, a weekly look ahead at stories we expect to make news. My name is Brian Whitmore, author of the Power Vertical blog here at RFRL, and joining me in the studio is Steve Gutterman, RFRL senior editor. Welcome, Steve.
Hi, Brian.
So Orthodox Church spokesman Sevalod Chaplin, one of the most visible and controversial figures in the Moscow Patriarchate, was fired last week. Chaplin then launched into a fierce attack on what he called Russia's immoral elites and predicted catastrophe for the country if more free discussion was not allowed. He also predicted that Patriarch Kirill would soon be replaced. Chaplin was one of the more than a mere spokesman for the church. He's widely believed to be close to Patriarch Kirill. He headed the Holy Synod's Department for Relations with Society, and he was even seen by some as a potential successor, a potential future patriarch. So, when somebody like this takes a fall and then does not go quietly, it seems to be a sign of some kind of serious turbulence in the church hierarchy and potentially in relations between the church and the state. Would you agree, Steve?
Yes, I think it is a sign of turbulence in both those areas. And I think to some degree it's a sign or a reflection of the fact that the corruption that's been kind of coming to the fore more, or accusations of corruption in the elites around Putin, around the government, is undermining Putin's authority or the Kremlin's authority. I say that because when he speaks of immoral elites hampering the country's development, I mean, that seems to be essentially what he means. It's a little different than the criticism from the liberal side, but, I can explain that more in a minute. But, you know, I think on the face of it, it's possible he was fired, or at least the kind of proximate cause, the last straw, was just the fact that he was seen eating at McDonald's. I mean, this is, it sounds funny, but I mean, this is a person who the church is, is very anti-West.
And he's
Chaplin was particularly anti-West. And here he is, eating McDonald's during a Christmas time.
When he's supposed to be fasting, right.
So, I think that's, and McDonald's obviously is one of the prime symbols of the West. So I think that, it's not a joke to say that could have been what made him go. But there was clearly, if you read his interviews that he's given since and his press conference, there are clearly several things going on. One, he talks a lot about, or his comments seem to reflect great disappointment or anger with people around Patriarch Kirill and with Kirill himself for being sort of almost power hungry. But he also talks a lot about people around Kirill kind of giving orders, and he seems to be he seems to have a beef about what's going on in the church itself. And I think possibly, as you mentioned, he may have felt he was destined for a larger fate. In one of the interviews, he says, "Well, Kirill never mentioned anything about higher posts to me," and so that may be a simply a personal disappointment angle.
He also criticized Kirill for being too subservient to Putin, which. And this kind of reflects a strain in the church that wants the church to be basically a co-equal to the state, almost.
Right, and this is a centuries-old sort of dynamic in Russia that, the church has more power than the state. Usually it's the state, and again, that's right. The case. I mean, I think obscured by the fact that there's been this huge revival of the church since the Soviet collapse is the fact that the church has become, it has become increasingly kind of, well, maybe not increasingly in comparison with the Soviet era, but it's so tightly tied to the state. And there's definitely people chafing in the church over that, and this is a reflection of that. And I think it's not just, that Kirill is too close to Putin. I think, that's what I'm saying about corruption. I think in a way, What Chaplin has been saying since he was fired, is similar. He's talking about corrupt elites. Okay, so you also have liberals talking about corrupt elites.
Right.
There's stuff with Chaika coming out, and I think these are two sort of views of a problem that basically the same problem. But of course we can't forget that it's, you know, this is no liberal, you know, critic of Putin coming out and saying, well, this is someone who, if anything, probably thinks the state is too liberal. And what he's said about Ukraine, he's suggested that Kirill and maybe Putin have been too liberal or too weak, maybe too
unwilling to support the separatists.
Yeah, on Ukraine. And, you know, he's talked about, in addition to saying, you know, women shouldn't wear short skirts because they're provoking rape, things like that. You know, he said in this interview with Sloan just a couple of days ago that he would like to see right sector in Ukraine collaborate with the separatists and basically take over Ukraine and turn it into a moral state that's going to reject the EU and the IMF. You know, so this is someone who's criticizing corruption in the state, but he's also coming from a strain. I mean, it sort of plays into a strain of kind of conservatism within the church where they're seeing the church as too close to the state and too liberal.
Right. Now, again, this is also somebody, though, who has defended Kirill's expensive, his lavish lifestyle, his expensive watches, his palaces, and so on. He in the past, he's consistently... So there's a bit of inconsistency in this criticism of corruption in the elite, no?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you have... And his interviewer in Sloan challenges him on that and says, oh, well... You know, why does Kirill then have, you know, the use of these cars and palaces? And he sort of says, well, he needs to, you know, he might have to meet with the Pope, things like that. So that's sort of okay. But
you never know where you're going to have a meeting with the Pope.
So exactly. Well, it seems to never happen. I think this is from a more, I think his complaint about kind of immoral elites is a more aimed against specific kinds of people in the Russian elite. Mm. I don't want to talk about kind of religious prejudice, but he's talking about businessmen who a lot of conservatives in the church, I think, believe have too much influence on the church and the state.
Right. Now, pushing this forward a little bit, I mean, there's rumors in the Russian media that Chaplin said that Kirill's probably going to be replaced, and that sparked speculation in the Russian media, the rumors that he may be replaced by Putin's personal priest, Tikhon Shevkunov. What do you make of that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's intriguing. My first reaction is, well, how good wouldn't it look bad for Putin to for the Russian Orthodox Patriarch to kind of
be Putin's personal priest,
to be fired or to be seen as being kicked out and replaced by someone who's quite mysterious but is clearly very close to Putin. I mean, it would seem like that would be seen as a symbol, you know, a sign that Putin is just essentially taking control over the church, which, you know, to me, I think it's just, I don't know, if I'd have to guess, I would say more likely that Kirill would stay in place, just because getting rid of anyone, like whether it's the government or the head of the, you know, prime minister or the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, you know, it looks like meddling from the Kremlin side.
Right. All right. Well, this is certainly a story we're going to want to be keeping our eyes on going forward. That's about all we have time for today, so we'll wrap it up. You've been listening to the Power Vertical Briefing, a weekly look ahead at stories we expect to make news. I'm Brian Whitmore, host of the Power Vertical podcast, and joining me has been senior RFARL editor Steve Gutterman. Join us again in 2 weeks, and I'd like to wish everybody a happy new year. And now, as always, I leave you with the soothing sounds of Noise MC.